There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Amigos, to 2014, the final day of this glorious year, about to leave us, and 2015 begins anew. A little tradition I started a lot of years ago doing a talk radio program is affording our listeners an opportunity to assign New Year's resolutions to us. So Todd and I stand here ready, willing, and able to accept your New Year's resolutions for us. Much easier that way than, you know, I need to eat less, I want to stop smoking, I'm going to, you know, all the stuff we impose upon ourselves and go out the window by what? 10th? 12th? Middle
second.
Of January? Yeah, 2nd? Yeah, exactly. So, you know, just forget it, right? Why set a New Year's resolution that you're going to adhere to? Just assign one to someone else, and we're giving you that opportunity. In all seriousness, it's a good opportunity for us to get your feedback on things you'd like us to do more of, less of. Criticism's welcome. It honestly is. We're not perfect here. So happy to have you share your commentary and tell us what you'd like us to do differently. What don't you like? And I don't want to put it on Todd. You can just tell me what you don't like about the show, what you want differently, what you, guess, whatever. So, and I'm serious about it. So that's how we're going to leave 2014, giving you a little chance to just tell us what you like, dislike, and any New Year's resolutions you have for us. Go ahead and assign them to us. Here's the telephone number, same as it was yesterday, same as it'll be tomorrow, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. It's called What's on Your Mind because we want to know what's on your mind, and quite honestly, every day, you have the opportunity to call and tell us what you'd like done differently, because if it's on your mind today, I don't like it when you do this. Or, I really liked it when you did that, and you never do that anymore. Whatever it is, you can tell us. But today we're going out of our way to tell us we'd love to hear from you. A couple of guests that will join us later in this hour. Al Carlson, the House Majority Leader, has a proposal that he will put forward before his fellow legislators for consideration in the upcoming session of the North Dakota legislative session, and that is to phase out North Dakota's income tax, personal income tax, and also corporate income tax. How about that? Congressman Kevin Cramer here next hour for the entire hour in a talk radio town hall to take your calls, questions, and comments. You can, give your New Year's resolution to your member of Congress. How about that? Couple of things that caught our attention in the news. Remember the Wahpeton teacher that was suspended earlier this month? Because of the allegations that he improperly disciplined a couple of fifth grade boys. We knew there was a fight and he broke up the fight and evidently, shoved him up against some lockers and used some unsavory language. He's back on the job early in the new year, according to officials in Wahpeton. He'll go back. He won't receive any loss of pay. And there is a couple of hand slaps here. One, he has to get some counseling, and evidently follow state law. They said he was told he must in the future react to classroom situations in accordance with state law, which I guess means you can't take a couple of smart aleck fifth graders and break up fights and put them up against the locker, and also get counseling to better handle stressful student and teacher interactions. Because the language and how he handled it. But he's back on the job, and I applaud the folks in Wahpeton for doing that. What's your reaction to that awful situation in Idaho? Did you hear about this little toddler that was left alone with a purse of her mother's that had a gun in it, and she pulled the gun and shot the mother? This is catnip for the gun-grabbing crowd. They will be instantly using this to say, see, I told you so. We really shouldn't allow, guns, because here's what happens. Toddlers use them rather than say you have, A, a horrible accident, B, some really poor judgment. Anyway, you probably heard that story, and if you have a comment on that, I'd love to hear from you as well. Just a couple of stories that caught our attention. Others welcome as well. John and Mandan, first to go on a New Year's resolution here at 800-228-0550. Let's get to your calls. Hey, John, what's on your mind?
I need a job, man.
You need a job.
Mm-hmm.
So your New Year's resolution is to find a job?
That's right.
North Dakota's a great place to be for that.
Yeah, exactly right. What did you do previously, John?
Oh, I was a mechanic. But now I've got some pretty bad health issues. I'm on Social Security disability. So living on $733 a month.
Yeah, that's not easy. Now, when you say you have disability issues, do the issues prevent you from being able to do a work as a mechanic?
Pretty much.
So you can't fix things. You can't because I know there's.
I got no tools anymore. Lost all my tools. Guy bought my storage locker and they're gone.
Well, most of the skill set though of a mechanic would be what's upstairs, right? I mean, the knowledge to fix it.
Right, right.
So there's probably plenty of places that have a need for a mechanic that would have the tools.
Oh yeah.
Put you to work there. I'm just saying, can you physically do it?
I think so.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'd venture out and find a place.
I'm going through this place called Vocational Rehabilitation because they got to retrain me to do something that I haven't done before. I told the guy the other day that maybe I shouldn't mention their name. I don't know. It's a place called Cooper Chevrolet. I said, hey, man, I'll sweep your floor.
Well, that just shows you're willing to do anything because you want a job. And, I agree with Todd. You are in the best place you possibly could be. So I think a New Year's resolution to just knock on a door till you get something that, was a good fit for you in your current situation, John, you'll find one. It's all about, in my view, just what kind of attitude you put on in the morning to go out there and find it.
And given that Bob Cooper is building, new dealerships up in the north end of Bismarck, that's probably not a bad door to be in, but don't hold yourself back to just one. Pound them all down.
Well, I know, but I mean, I can barely walk. I got deep.
Or don't pound them, then knock on them, but yeah.
No, I got a deep pain thrombosis.
Yeah, and of course that's gonna, as I said earlier, I mean that's gonna limit what you can do. So that's not easy. But I will tell you this: there's enough opportunity out there that people will accommodate, special needs and folks that have, you got to find something that's gonna fit with your current physical condition. No question about
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
But John, we wish you well. We'll keep you in your our prayers and hope 2015 is better for you and you find a good fit and get on the mend. Okay.
Yeah.
Hang in there. That's the important thing because I think more than anything, how you approach each day and the attitude you take in your situation. It's not easy, and not going to pretend that obviously with your health issues and everything else and the loss of a job that it's easy. But if you if you really, my advice would be for whatever it's worth, if you just say, I'm going to just put the right attitude on here and just keep going. And if somebody says no, then I'm that just means I'm do a yes. It'll help. Okay, John.
Hey, John. Here's a story too. I got a cousin down in the Twin Cities who all he ever wanted to do was fix cars, and he was great at it. Ended up developing multiple sclerosis and had to get rid of the tools and everything. Could not do it anymore. But he's found a few other paths to be able to take and has been able to find work. And it's a little harder to do it down there, believe it or not. So it can happen. It will happen for you.
Okay, John? Did we lose you, John?
No.
Oh, there he is. He's there.
Good luck, my man, okay?
Yeah.
Call again if you need a boost.
Well, if I give you my phone number off air, somebody wants to hire me, can they call you?
Sure. Hang on a
second. Absolutely.
We'll have Sven take that for you, and then the folks can listen. Just hang on a second here, John. Hang in there, okay? Hang in there. Good. I'm glad John called, because obviously he needs a little buck up, number one. And number two, it can remind all of us that we ought to be grateful for what we do have. David, on the road, what's up in your mind? You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Got a couple things I'd like to hear on the flag. I listened to AM 1100, The Flag. I'd like to hear a little more local sound, you know, maybe have someone in the studio instead of the canned weather forecast. Let's actually have someone reading the weather, give an update, given local things going on in the community 24 hours a day. Kind of be, you know, add that live sound to it. Also, I wouldn't mind seeing you guys become a flagship station for one of the college stations. I know MSUM, for example, doesn't even have a radio broadcast anymore. You know?
All those stations. Sure. Good suggestions, David. Appreciate the call. Thanks. Happy New Year. Glad you're listening. More calls when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council invites soybean farmers to the annual Northern Soybean Expo, Tuesday, February 17th at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Join us for a hot breakfast buffet at 8 a.m., followed by an exciting lineup of speakers. Internationally renowned economist Todd Buchholz will kick off the day at 9:45, discussing strategies for competing effectively in a global economy. The sensible environmentalist and former founder of Greenpeace International, Dr. Patrick Moore, will paint an innovative, hopeful future where civilization and the environment will survive and thrive. And finally, North Dakota native Jerry Gulkey of the Gulkey Group will wrap up the afternoon with a dynamic market outlook. Be sure to join us on February 17th for the 2015 Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
At BNSF Railway, we never forget what's kept our rail cars rolling through long, starry nights. For over a century, the American farmer, pure and simple. Since 1854, BNSF has grown mile after mile, following the harvest from state to state, county to county, town to town. That's why we're the largest grain-hauling railroad in North America and dedicated to every farmer who plows a row. BNSF Railway, supporting the farmers who helped us grow from the very beginning.
Clean never sleeps. Not at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota on the truck bypass just south of the Pinnacle there. Megan's on the phone. What does 24/7 service mean for truckers, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our shortest wait times are during the evenings, anytime after 8 p.m. and anytime before 8 a.m. is the best time to come and get your truck washed.
All right, so no waiting, 24/7, no appointments necessary. Just come on in and they'll get you in line at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
My New Year's resolution is that this year I resolve to be more of a blessing to others, to educate my children more on God's Word, and to love my neighbor and support my community more this year than last. Thank you, and God bless you guys.
Nice resolution. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. 800-228-0550. Others that have come in as well. Al Carlson, the bottom of the hour. Congressman Kevin Cramer next hour. And you can get in questions for any of them at any point as well. When you call that number, you have a choice. 800-228-0550. Press 1 to leave a message. Press 2 to chat with us live on the air like Jake and Judd has done. Hey, Jake, what's on your mind?
Hey, Mark, how you doing? Or I'm sorry, how's everything going?
Good. I'm Scott. Todd's here, and yeah. you're Jake, yeah. and you're in Judd. Where's Judd?
Judd is about 80 miles south of Jamestown.
Got it.
I used to co-chair the Tea Party up in Grand Forks.
All right.
I became good friends with Mark over the time.
Sure.
Just real quick, man, I know that you guys are big into helping veterans. And by the way, Kevin Cramer, I got to talk with him for a good 20 minutes before the elections, and he seems like a good dude. I work for a service dog school named Service Dogs for America. And I needed to go to treatment for PTSD and traumatic brain injury. And my boss, who is not the nicest person, said, "Oh, we have your back, and you have a job when you get back here." Well, about 2 weeks into it, she fired me. And they're trying to help out veterans by getting veterans dogs. I even applied for my own service dog, and the company that I had worked for even denied me my own service dog. So I had to go outside of that organization to get a service dog. And I just think it's sick that this place is run the way it's run, and no one has the balls to stand up to this executive director and tell her that what she's doing is wrong.
Sounds like a tough deal. Have you got others working on it with you, Jake?
The military really hard before I got out, and my wife doesn't know if it's worth the fight. I'm going to be 100% disabled anyways. I got three kids and a wife, and the good part of the story, I'll tell you what, I living in a small town, we've got more help financially than any town that I think you could.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that, Jake. I'm glad to hear that. That's a good, and again, sort of like we told the other caller, you're going to find bumps in the road, and you just got to put a smile on and put your nose to the grindstone and keep cranking. So stay in touch. Good to hear from you, and all the best. Thanks for your service, most importantly. Joe and Steele, what's on your mind?
Oh, I just have a little suggestion for John. Maybe he could get some sort of consulting job if he knocks on doors and talks to different operations, whether it's in automotive or farm equipment or industrial. Maybe there's somebody out there that would let him do consulting until he can get back on the street and go on to what he likes to do.
And I'm with Todd. You know, if you're going to be in that position, this is the place to be in that position, right? Because there's some folks that'll say, "Hey, I just need help." I mean, you talk to most employers right now here; their biggest concern is finding people. So he's in a good spot to do it. I think he just was in a you know, you're getting to the end of the rope. It sounded like, and need a little help. I'm glad he called, and I think you've given him some good advice, Joe. Anything else?
I have a resolution for you guys to get Heidi Heitkamp on. When she was attorney general, we heard a lot from her, and just don't seem to hear anything from her now since she's moved to Washington. I think that you guys should knock down your political barriers and see if you can get her on the air.
Well, just so you know, Joe, we try regularly. So, it's good advice. We'll resolved to be more diligent in asking in 2015, but it's not for a lack of asking that she's coming on. It's just kind of it's an interesting contrast to Kevin Cramer, who was awarded by his colleagues as the most accessible member of Congress. Senator Heitkamp is not to the media. It's just, and I think largely, the time she has been on, there's been some challenging questions, and it's probably not fun, but I know there's a great deal of support for her out there. She's well-liked, so despite some political differences, I think it'd be better for her to come on and talk with folks. So we'll try again in 2015, no question. But if you see her, suggest the same for her, okay?
I'll do that. She needs a lot. I'll put it toward her. Thank you.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. Gary in Tioga, what's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to just lift anyone up out there who's trying to quit, turn their life around and quit smoking marijuana. And I've been high every day for the last 40 years. I haven't gone anywhere. I haven't done anything really with my life. And now I'm in North Dakota. Yeah, I got away from the weed. You know, Colorado and California, it's not all what it's cracked up to be, people. I just want to hold anyone else up who's trying to get away from that. Hello?
No, I hear you. I hear you. I'm listening, Gary. And I think, again, you've struggled with something. You're giving others some encouragement. And for that, we applaud you.
Yeah. So, you know, I have a good new year, man.
You as well.
All right.
You as well, Gary.
Appreciate
the call. 800-228-0550. Chris, you've got a call you want us to run on the Wahpeton coach. Would you go ahead and run that in there? Because for some reason I can't find that in here. We got a number of off-air calls, some of them already coming in for Congressman Kramer, which is great. We welcome others, by the way.
And hi, I'm from Wahpeton, and my son's had Coach McNary. He's a wonderful coach, and I don't think he needs to take classes. I think those mothers need to look at their sons and tell them how to respect their coach and to do what's told to them or get out of the sport. Just wanted to let you know he's a wonderful man, and I wouldn't want anyone else to coach my children. Thanks.
That's wonderful. That's a good good call, and I tend to agree with you. I mean, I think, first of all, we have to applaud Wahpeton for not succumbing to political correctness and sidelining this guy, okay? And on the other hand, they probably have to justify the fact that they've heard the criticism and they're doing something about it. So, they give him I would call it a slap on the wrist with this business about, okay, you have to have, counseling? I'm looking for the exact wording here. He was put on paid administrative leave. They're gonna pay him, so he'll be paid. Based on statements gathered in the investigation, review of his past conduct as a teacher, he'll be allowed to return to the classroom. He's been told he must in the future react to classroom situations in accordance with state law and policies of the Wahpeton School District. He must also get counseling to better handle stressful student and teacher interactions. Counselors to report to the district.
Good morning, everybody. Happy.
Time for this call? I don't know. We'll do that when we come back. Plus, Al Carlson and more of your calls. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Here, my friends, 2014, the final day, the final 2014 edition of What's on Your Mind upon us. 2015 tomorrow, we started new. And by the way, I want to thank our fine sponsors. Good time to do that as we wrap up a year and head into a new one. And that certainly includes our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, sponsor an hour of our program. Appreciate that very much. NorthDakotaOilCan.com to find out more about the 60,000 jobs in the industry, the $30 billion in revenue, and the efforts to meet all the challenges of oil and gas production, especially in the communities and counties that are producing a lion's share of that. The North Dakota Farm Bureau, every Tuesday, join us as a sponsor, ndfb.org. The folks at MyPillow, Todd and I have a better night's sleep, if you noticed, in 2014, thanks to our friends at MyPillow.
Amen, brother.
And that two-for-one deal remains yours, which is 50% off by my math, if you use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com or call them up at 800-506-9028. Also, our friends from High Plains Apache, home of the Apache Sprayers and that new ET Ag Center, thank them as well. PetroServe USA, that help you feel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields. You always fill up at PetroServe USA, whether in the shadow of the state capitol in Bismarck or their Mandan location or locations eastward all the way along 94 and into Minnesota as well. Northwest Landowners Association, great new sponsor of ours in 2014. Appreciate the good work they do on behalf of landowners throughout Northwest North Dakota. And BNSF. Had a call earlier looking for a new career. Well, BNSF Railway is hiring thousands of new employees and recently just hired 400 people here in North Dakota. So if you're interested in finding out more about a career in the railroad industry, check that out, bnsf.com/careers. Calls, questions, comments, welcome on the program for the House Majority Leader Al Carlson, who joins us in the studio. Happy New Year, Al. How are you?
Same to you, Scott. You know, that's a 14 went by awfully fast.
It did, didn't it?
All of a sudden, it's over.
And 15 starts with a blizzard. You know, I mentioned earlier in the week, I forget how it came up, but I hope folks take advantage of watching their government at work and coming to the legislature, because you guys pack a lot in, and will in those 80 days as you start early next month and into 2015, but you love it when the people come and speak, don't you?
Yeah, it's obvious, and I've always said, and I've always welcomed people to the people's house. That's not Al Carlson's house. It's not the other 93 people in their house. It's the people's house. They own it, and we want them to come out and watch their government work, and we want them to have more than anything input into the process. because that's what makes better government. That's what makes North Dakota special. We are a citizen legislature. We all go home and live under the same laws and rules that everybody else does. And we're not there full time. We're not there with a big staff. In fact, we have no staff when we're not in session. Our offices are on the floor of the House. No other state's like that. So that's a good thing. That's a really good thing. We don't need to be any more detached from the people than we are. We get accused. Government as itself gets accused of a lot of things anyway. And we think we're really in close touch with what's going on.
There's a editorial in today's Bismarck Tribune talking about oil prices and uncertainty. And, we're going to talk about a bold proposal of yours in a moment here. But I just want to ask in general, with this precipitous drop in oil prices and a state increasingly dependent on that revenue, maybe not in the general fund, but certainly in producing a lot of revenue for government, whether it be sales tax or in the rainy day funds or the different pots that it goes in. What is this, a good thing, bad thing? Is it a good wake-up call as you go into 2015? Will it change dramatically what happens in the session? What's your take?
Well, I don't think it changes a lot what happens in this session because we've collected a lot of that money already, and our projections are based on a little bit high projections on oil. But what you mentioned, the key ingredient here that's really an unknown is the sales tax and the income tax, because it's always been hard to quantify how much of that came right from the impact of oil. And obviously, quite a bit of it has come from that. So we just need to be smart. The good news is that the legislature, when Senator Stenjam and I some years back set up buckets of money for the oil revenue, made sure that water got a reasonable amount, that the legacy fund got 30%. So we didn't waste all this money, and only $300 million went into the general fund, because that's the general fund is what funds ongoing government day in, day out, all the various programs that we do. And by doing that, we have kind of insulated ourselves from a major problem by not being so dependent. Now, what it does have a tremendous effect upon is that there's about $2.2 billion in the governor's budget in one-time spending. And obviously, a lot of that is the excess revenue, the dealing with the oil revenue. Now, that money and a lot of that money will be collected and will be there and be able to be spent. But the next biennium beyond that, if that oil price didn't rebound, it would be a whole different game. So you have to be very cautious, make sure that every dollar you spend gets exactly to the spot you want it to go to, and it has a direct benefit on the areas that have the impact. Yeah, I mean, we really need to be more cautious than ever that every dollar does what it was supposed to do, especially on the one-time funding. If you're building a road, you're building a hospital, you're picking up bad debt at a hospital, you're putting it into law enforcement, you need to know that every dollar got to the right place. Because I'm assuming that the price of oil will fluctuate up and down, but I don't think there's anybody that has a crystal ball that can tell you that it's going to level out at $74. You know, I, if they do, I want to know who they are.
Yeah.
Because I don't do that. Now, Moody's, in their analytics, didn't look at it being that low that long. I mean, and they've been fairly accurate on a lot of their projections. Obviously, the volume of oil is what nobody anticipated in the Bakken, is that I can't imagine when 6 years ago I'd have thought we'd have 1 million barrels a day. And even though
still getting single digits percentage of that oil out of the rock, so there's still a vast resource there.
You bet. And the thing is that they're still going to produce 1 million barrels of oil a day in next year. And that's still going to be taxed at whatever price at 11.5%. So there's still going to be a significant amount of revenue collected. But are they going to lay some rig down? Are they going to do less purchasing when they're not buy less pipe and have less guys working when some of those rigs aren't drilling? When those 190 rigs go to 140 rigs or 120 rigs, it's going to have an impact. So we just need to be prepared as we go into this. And I've always maintained that the key for us here is in a way, it's a one-time harvest, but it's a 20-year one-time harvest. And we've been smart with the legacy fund. But we need to make sure that we don't grow general government to the point that we have to raise somebody's taxes to afford it. And that's exactly where we're going to approach the session as we go into it. And we can do that. We have people making more money. We have more people working than ever before. Our population is at the highest level it's been since ever. And we have a lot of good things happening, even though the price of oil is deducted and has gone down. But it's pretty hard to feel bad about it, you driving to the pump and paying $2.19 a gallon for gas. You know, the average Joe consumer, that's not a bad thing for him. That's putting more money back in his pocket than he normally would be spending for energy. So, I mean, there's a bad and there's a good here to this whole thing. But most of all, the consumer is the winner. And the businesses right now, I'm sure, would love to say that that oil will rebound to $70. I don't know what it is today. It's 55 the last I heard, but I don't know where that price of that is today. But if I was a business manager in the oil patch, I would be taking a good hard look at the volume I'm going to do and how many people I'm going to hire and how many rigs I'm going to keep running until this does rebound a little bit.
Al Carlson is with us, the House Majority Leader. If you have a question or comment, they're certainly welcome today at 701-258-0550. 800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with your email questions or comments. You came out with a proposal that may surprise some because there is a little bit of uncertainty how much there, and it's a way to phase out North Dakota's personal income tax and also corporate income tax. Bold proposal, and, you know, I hear people from time to time say, well, you know, we need to do all these one-time infrastructure needs, and then we'll get to the tax reform. It looks like you're thinking we can walk and chew gum at the same time here.
Well, I'm convinced we can, and I'm convinced we can make our government more efficient along the way. We have proven that every time we've lowered the tax burden of our citizens, our economy has improved. And when they have more money in their pocket, the businesses and the citizens of this state, the economy has flourished because of that. It's kind of like an addiction. You get hooked on the money, and pretty soon you spend on things you probably shouldn't be spending on. But the way to phase out to do any income tax reduction is to phase it down in time and get it to a zero tax. Now, none of us would like to ever see us phase it down and raise it again, but that does allow you the flexibility to look at that. It also gives you 4 years, Scott, to do that. The governor proposed a $100 million reduction in personal income tax. He reduced, he had $25 million in corporate tax. This proposal is more aggressive than that. This one is $250 million in personal income tax and $147 million in corporate income tax. And I believe that businesses hire people, businesses expand when they have more money in their pocket. States are very competitive out there. There's everybody that's got a new businesses, every state's trying to get them to come to their state. You know, we need to look at value-added products and make our economic environment as stable as we can so that North Dakota continues to grow.
Now, the cost you mentioned, the price tag, you've got to put a price tag on it, right? Because that, you know, those two taxes would generate X amount of dollars currently. But, you know, can you score it statically? Can you say, okay, if those dollars were back in the pockets of individuals or corporations, maybe they expand, maybe they reinvest it? I mean, really, they're, you know, there's an argument that there's more of an investment than a cost, isn't there?
You know, obviously, I'm a supply-side economist. I would believe that when you leave the money in the hands of the business and the people, they'll reinvest that money. They'll buy things with that money. We'll collect more sales tax. They'll buy a bigger house. They'll buy a nicer car. They'll hire more people at their business. And that's really hard to quantify when you look at it. It really is. But the point is, South Dakota has no income tax. And people say, well, you can't afford to run government if you take away one of these legs of the stool. Well, the point is that 63% of the tax that funds the general fund comes from sales tax and motor vehicle excise tax. 25% of it comes from corporate and personal income tax, and the rest is from miscellaneous places. So it is a smaller part of the pie. The biggest part of the pie is still the sales tax and the motor vehicle excise taxes to run general government. And that's the day after day after day, keeping the lights on in all our agencies and providing the services that people want. So I believe we can do it. I believe that that this helped us sharpen our pencil. I think the best thing to do is we found in legislating that it's much harder to govern when you have money than when you don't have money. Because everybody has an idea and everybody wants to spend the money. And therefore, you do things that you probably normally wouldn't do. When I started in the legislature in 1993, oil was $8 a barrel. And we weren't producing enough of it to even register on the Richter scale.
All right. Hang on. Hang tight, Al. More of our discussion on this bold proposal to phase out North Dakota's personal income tax and corporate income tax. Questions welcome, too, for Al Carlson. When we continue on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
You need a truck?
Stop and see Brent and the team at S&S Motors in Watford City. Short drive from Williston, Sidney, Montana, not far. Anywhere you are in the Buck, and you'll find the folks at S&S Motors. Or give them a call. Just tell them what you want. 701-444-2341. Did I save a bunch of my used Ford F-150? It's fantastic. And Brent and the team will get you anything you want. Need a truck? S&S Motors is your source. In fact, if you need a new one, they'll find it for you. Bring it right to Watford. 701-444-2341. Or stop and see them at S&S Motors, Watford City.
Here's to everyone who believes in competition and good sportsmanship, who knows it's not about the trophies or the medals, but rather the lessons learned. For those who understand it's not whether you win or lose, just that you give your best. So go ahead, lace them up, take the field, have fun, and play. For the experience, for the memories, for the love of the game. Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Back on What's On Your Mind. North Dakota House Majority Leader Al Carlson with us, our guest today on the program. Till the top of the hour, Congressman Kevin Cramer next hour. Some calls waiting for Al, and welcome others as well at 800-228-0550. Troy in Turtle Lake wants to talk taxes. Go ahead, Troy.
My first question is for Representative Carlson is why aren't you addressing the elimination of property taxes? The citizens of the state had an initiated measure. I've never seen one for income tax, and I've never seen one for sales tax, but I have seen one for property tax. So I'm wondering why the legislature isn't pursuing that more hard, more heavily than property tax. And then my second question would be, is there an opportunity to tax mineral acres I would probably should have started it years ago, but the toxic mineral acres, so that even if it's just a small portion, if they're not paid, they would go back to the mineral owner. I'll hang up and listen to your conversation. Thank you.
You know, that it's a good question when you talk about the property tax, because that's a key ingredient that the state of North Dakota has gotten involved in. We neither assess nor collect property tax, but yet we decided to get in the middle of that discussion by doing a mill levy buy down for the schools. That number's up to about $800 million that we're putting into more money into education. Now over 82% of the costs of education are funded by the state. And in return, they're to lower the value of your property tax to you, the taxpayer. So we are involved in the business. The trouble is property values in North Dakota keep rising. As your assessments go up, the mills might stay the same. But our property tax reduction dollars are not any longer dollar for dollar. We put out $800 million worth of property tax relief, and it turns into $500 million by the time it gets to the property owner. So we need to do some serious hard look at how this has, because we don't control some of the major factors that affect that. By the way, when you talk about the people did put it on the ballot to eliminate property tax, but it was defeated because people saw we'd be the biggest board of directors in the state. The legislature would have been telling every state, city, and county and park board what they could spend, and we don't want that.
Your proposal to phase out personal income taxes and corporate income taxes is in addition to continuing the property tax relief?
We're going to continue the property tax relief. The governor has it in his budget. I think we need to look at how we control this money. I've always had a problem with the fact that it's never been dollar for dollar. You know, we go home and brag about you should have a 38% reduction in your property tax, and I get a phone call that says, well, really, I only got 24%. And so we need to take a good hard look at some controls there, get things in terms of dollars and percentages.
Did you know what he was getting at on the mineral rights?
You know, the mineral rights thing is, I'm not an expert on that. I can't tell you how that would work. There's so many laws on property ownership and back taxes. I can't give them a good answer for that one.
Terry, Glenn Olin for Al Carlson. Go ahead.
Yeah, see, Al, why don't we just, the way I look at this excess money that we have here in North Dakota is that if we want to really stimulate the economy, it was found money in North Dakota. And I believe, to be fair to everybody in North Dakota, you should give the money back to the people. Like, if you file income tax in North Dakota, you get, I don't know if it equates to $1,000 a person who files income tax. They get the first $1,000 off. If they didn't make it, you send them a check for $1,000. That would be fair to everybody. We could use it for paying our property taxes, our buildings, the small cafe owners in town that are just probably don't pay income tax. That it's in order to be fair with that money, you got to give it back to everybody, because nobody in the state really did. I mean, they did something. I mean, we started fracking and all this and that. But first, take care of the infrastructure around the oil companies. But to be fair, it was found in North Dakota. Give it back to the North Dakotans. And that would be the fairest solution for everybody.
You know, first of all, our state constitution says we can't do that. The state constitution says we can't gift money back to every citizen, because we'd end up giving money to people who never put anything in the system. And the constitution, unless that's changed, will never allow us to do that. It hasn't worked out very well for Alaska. They have the highest oil tax rates in the nation, and they're struggling, and the oil people just aren't up there drilling anymore.
But it's also state-owned mineral rights that are owned, where it's personal, private mineral rights here.
Well,
so it's apples and oranges.
That's right? The biggest difference in Alaska. It's all federal and state land, and in North Dakota, it's 97% private-owned land. So you'd be
so
taking
really
away private property rights and owner's rights on that. So, but as far as we're giving it back by lowering rates, because we can do that, and we're giving it back because of our property tax relief from the state, obviously coming out of our surplus.
Only have a minute left. Kevin emails, the anti-tobacco group is on the move again. Want to add $1.40 a pack tax increase, which would add an additional $500 a year for a smoker, more than most paying state income tax. Would Al be in favor of an increase in the tobacco tax?
Al's not in favor of an increase in the tobacco tax.
How about a reduction in the sales tax? That came up yesterday. Somebody said, hey, sales taxes would really put a lot of money back in the economy if you reduce that.
Well, I would take a look at broadening the sales tax base and lowering the rate, but you have to broaden the base. Plus, you got to put a horse collar on all the local subdivisions that raise sales tax. Otherwise, the state lowers it, And the locals, it's 7.5% in Fargo. It's almost 8% in Grand Forks. They'd raise it. So you'd have to put a horse collar on those people back home because it's the easiest money to raise is sales tax.
Final quick question. We get to the end of the session come May. There'll be significant tax reduction in all these areas?
You know, I'm hoping that I've always had three principles that I think are important for the legislature. The first one is you fund your priorities. Put the money where it needs to be. The second one is to build a strong reserve. And the third one is to return a portion of that surplus to the taxpayer. And we're going to continue to work for those three principles.
And a bold plan to phase out personal income tax and corporate income tax in North Dakota from Al Carlson. Thanks, Al.
You bet. Have a good New Year, Scott.
Congressman Kevin Cramer when we come back.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.